The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Shane Leckler. Maybe you franchise him. Now, the other guy that I might think about is Brandon Brooks. One of the most important things in an offensive line is continuity. He was the best guard they had on this team, and at times the best offensive lineman, period.
Imagine what the trophy for that prize looks like. Just because he's the best guy I've got doesn't mean that he's anything special.
We're going in circles on this because we just disagree on the guy's ability.
The Rockets don't want to take on some kind of garbage that the Hornets would be throwing at him, or the Rockets are asking for too much from the Hornets.
Right.
Apparently, it's the latter. The Hornets aren't interested in giving up a first-round pick. That's what the Rockets are believed to be seeking, at least. I would have thought that he'd probably be worth a first-round pick from a team, I mean, a team like that. It's potential playoff team that's going to be like a middle-of-the-pack pick.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're confused when I said hour number three, it's because it is hour number three. We started early today at 3 o'clock, and we're out at 5:30 because we have UT basketball. So we'll take some phone calls this segment if you guys want to get in. And I've had more than one person ask if we were going to talk about Hillary barking like a dog.
No.
You want to?
No, because honestly, I don't know what grosses me out more, 85-year-old sex or Hillary barking like a dog. I think
we talked about this yesterday, or at least I talked about it on social media. Hillary's a weird conversation because yesterday was President's Day, so we were talking about the ugliest presidents and the best-looking presidents. Hillary could easily become one of the least attractive but most bangable presidents ever.
If you only have one flavor.
Because she'd be in my top five presidents I'd bang if she were president. Well, but I would hardly call her an attractive president. But like actually being a chick outweighs her, you know, it outweighs, you know, the downside of her appearance in many ways. So she's in that, you know, she's a top five bangable president for me if she were to become president.
Well, she'd be the only bangable president for me. So
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I showed you that picture of Franklin Pierce yesterday.
It's not my flavor.
Okay.
No problem if it's your flavor, but it's not mine.
JFK, just to say you did it?
I
don't believe that.
No, not if there were a threesome with Marilyn Monroe, okay.
Cowboy Ronald Reagan pre-presidency?
No. Get out of here. Yeah. Hey, whatever you're into is your business. I don't, you know, judge.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's try Nick. What is up, Nick?
I'm with AJ on Franklin Pierce. I'm definitely in. I'm definitely in.
Good-looking guy.
I just wanted to say I love the show. I called John, Raheel, and Delvin this morning and asked them why we're trading Harden instead of Howard. And they gave me two reasons. They said, you know, he's a big, and it's a guards league, and he has the expiring contract. So I get both of those points. So I've been waiting hours to call back to ask you guys, if Harden is the problem, which we all seem to somewhat acknowledge, is trading Howard really going to fix this?
Well,
and where do we go from here? And that's all I got to ask.
Don't hang up, because I want to ask you. I mean, you understand that
even though James Harden is clearly a problem with this team and with the chemistry and things like that, you understand he's a better player at this point of his career than Dwight Howard, correct?
Absolutely. He's, what, 5 years younger?
Right.
He's got years on his contract. He's the second leading scorer in the league. I understand that. But, I mean, it seems like we're kind of digging around the problem instead of getting to the actual problem.
Okay, well, here's the deal. There's nobody you can trade James Harden for and get a player of that caliber back in return. Which, and you've, I mean, you need to have at least one star that you're going to build around. I keep comparing him to Carmelo Anthony because I feel the Knicks are in the same situation, and getting Porzingis sort of helps because that's a guy that seems to be fitting a little bit with Carmelo. But you've got to find guys that fit your star. It was a big splash to get James Harden here. And who just interrupted me? Who was that, John?
Sorry.
That was Hillary Clinton. Thank you. It was a big splash to get James Harden here. You're kind of stuck with him for a while. His contract is less movable. And if you were, again, trading him, you'd hope to get another guy you can build around in return. And you're not going to get someone that good back for James Harden at this point.
And it's one of those situations where it is frustrating because he is the problem and he's not playing well, but you're stuck with him.
Yep.
And this team, without him, if you think back to what they were without him, they're not a very good basketball team. So I wish he'd play defense. I wish he'd play harder, but you're stuck with him. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Let's give away something. Try to cheer the people up because now they're all depressed that they're stuck with James Harden. Bellator MMA invades the Toyota Center Friday, February 19th. Legends of the Cage. Royce Gracie takes on Ken Shamrock. And in a double main event, Legends of the Street Kimbo Slice against Dada 5000 will battle inside the cage. Tickets are still available. Get yours at the Toyota Center box office or online at Bellator.com. Caller 10. You're going to the fights. Dada 5000. No. AJ says is going to get mauled.
Yeah, I think he's in bad shape.
No. I have never seen Dada 5000 fight, so I have no clue.
I haven't either. But I saw him hit pads today, and I don't feel good about his.
Did the pads hit back?
No, but they may have looked better if they did.
Okay. Yeah, so we gave you guys fight tickets. We've given you guys spots in the poker tournament. I think we've done right by you today. So. Even with the early start. So I'm going to ask for a favor in return.
Okay. From me or from the people?
From the people.
Okay.
Because we never ask for anything from the people, right?
Rarely.
Just don't run over us when we're driving home, and since we're going to be stuck in traffic with you guys.
Yes. Please
don't
hit
us.
Just get out of the way, maybe.
Yeah, just don't hit us. That's all I ask. That's not much, is it? Try not to kill us?
I would hope it's not much, but it's probably too much to ask.
See, here's a better question. What president would you bang to get a shot at the first lady?
Trump? Hottest first lady, right? If he wins.
His daughter's the hottest daughter.
Oh, no question. I mean,
even he wants
put her
to
next
bang her.
You put her next to Chelsea, and it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Trump would have the hottest first lady ever.
Nancy Reagan way back in the day.
I mean, Barack Obama's got a pretty hot wife.
Yeah. Kennedy's wife.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably only three or four that are in the conversation.
Because...
For some reason, presidents marry ugly women.
Most of them are ugly men.
Yeah.
That's how things tend to go.
That's true.
They all seem to congregate together.
All these uglies.
713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in one more phone call here. Brian wants to weigh in on presidents. What's up, Brian?
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Hey, I can barely hear you guys. So, anyway, what's up, AJ?
What's up?
AJ and I drink craft beer together sometimes. Hey, something I learned over the weekend, LBJ for the biggest jump. Supposedly the term Johnson is coined from LBJ. I learned that this weekend. So,
like Johnson,
Google it.
Johnson as a dong came from Lyndon B. Johnson?
The only type of junk I know of.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was listening to John Clay Wolf this weekend, and I have actually a topic on that show where the term Johnson came from.
All right.
So anyway, I just thought that throw out your president fun fact. You guys have a good day. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Fred?
I did not know that.
Was Johnson, like, when, because you were, you lived through the Johnson presidency.
Well, I was a toddler in the Johnson presidency. So, yes, technically I lived through it.
Okay.
But I have no recollection of it.
You don't remember people talking about Johnsons back then?
No, I don't.
Huh.
At that point, all I could think about was Gerbers.
Okay. See, I always would have, I would have assumed former Mets third baseman Howard Johnson would be a bigger role player in that, but.
No, did you ever see him?
Yeah, with the beard?
Well, that's not what I meant.
Oh, you've seen that?
Yeah, well, locker room.
Oh, okay.
That's not where it would have come from.
Okay.
It would have just been my 2 cents worth.
Well, all right then.
How the hell did we get on this?
I don't know.
Presidential dongs. This is that. I don't know if this is a new low or what.
What about Don Johnson?
Best dressed of the Johnsons, I think, at least for the era.
Yeah.
That dude pulled like a fiend back in the day.
Really?
Oh God, yeah.
Who do you think gets more play? Don Johnson in his prime. Magic Johnson in his prime. Dwayne The Rock Johnson in his prime.
Don Johnson.
You think so?
Yeah, he was a huge television star. We always talk about how those guys are way bigger than athletes.
What about singer-songwriter Jack Johnson? Plays the guitar.
Singers pull like crazy, too.
Yeah.
I'll still go with Don Johnson just because Miami Vice was so huge.
Okay.
But
what about...
For his era.
What about 1800s president Andrew Johnson?
I'm going to guess he pulled pretty well, too.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, just curious.
For the 1800s. Now, right. I don't know what good numbers for 1800 would be.
Right.
It's just a little before my time.
What about Olympic athlete Shawn Johnson, the gymnast?
Depends on what. Never mind. Let's just go to break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back. Kick off spring with Gal Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. You can buy a spot for just $50. You know what's included in that? How about green fees, golf cart, lunch, dinner, beer and water, snacks, and a goodie bag for $50.
Wow.
And you get to play with us. Well, not us specifically, but you get to play on the same course that we're going to be at. Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle at 713-479-5346 or email at golf@galmedia.com.
$50? That's it?
$50.
I feel like everybody should be playing in
that. Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's no excuse to not get signed up for that. You better get there fast, too, because they're going to fill up at $50 a pop. And we have West Virginia, Texas at 5:30 tonight.
It's going to be a good game, I believe.
Yeah?
I believe.
Okay. I believe you. I'm getting all sorts of interesting LBJ comments and facts about his dong, which apparently was legendary.
Good for him. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Let's try a phone call. Ezekiel wants to get in on the presidential talks. What's up, Ezekiel?
How you doing, guys? Long time listener. Probably second time I called. I was sitting here in traffic, and I heard the Johnson comment. I had to Google something really quick, and I got a hint you guys don't know. The Johnson and the Chinese president shared wives. And he got to sleep with Judy.
Get out of here. That was so terrible.
This
guys are the masters of beating that dead horse joke, huh?
Yeah, apparently so.
All right. I like those guys, but give me a break with the Judy Dickinson. Let's move on from that.
That would require getting a new bit. I love those guys, but enough already. It was funny the first 2,000 times I heard it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, at least they have a caller. All right, we'll try Juan. Hopefully this one will be better. What's up, Juan? Try not to suck, Juan.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
The sports is going on.
So I think wife we haven't mentioned from a president, Jackie O from JFK. And then what about mistress you want to bang? Marilyn Monroe. Nothing can beat her, right?
Yeah, Fred mentioned both of those.
Yeah.
Because he was legendary. He was a legendary coxman. Can you say coxman on the radio?
As he reaches for the button.
Be safe.
Okay. I don't know.
Probably not.
Okay.
All right, well.
I had 8 seconds to think about that.
All right. Well, now we know.
Well, but he's referring to the guy in the rowboat, John.
No, he wasn't.
That should make it okay.
Of course I was.
Come on, man. I think you're just being, I think you're misinterpreting what he was trying to say. That's all. It happens sometimes. Oh, well. So, John, what are you going to do with your early time off here besides get stuck in traffic?
Run Texas basketball.
Oh, so you have to work?
Yeah, I'm on here until 7.
You have to do it yourself?
Yeah, I'm on here until 7.
That's ridiculous.
Hmm.
What kind of management are you?
Yeah, you're supposed to be ordering people around. You make Michael Carroll do it.
Oh, wow.
Michael Carroll doesn't work in programming anymore.
Yeah, he just has a little room.
Yeah, he just hides back there. You can't steal him occasionally?
Nah.
You should be able to. All right, we're going to try one more phone call here. Chris, you are on the Blitz. Go.
All right, so I keep on hearing everybody say that there's nobody out there for James Harden, but I've noticed that the Clippers are trying to move Blake Griffin, and that's not something I want to see happen since I am from Los Angeles market, but it does seem to be a trade that makes sense if the Clippers are trying to move Blake.
Not from a Rockets perspective, it doesn't, because is he going to sign long-term here if you do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference, is one guy's not under contract for much longer and one's under a long-term deal. And then you also have to take into account that the Clippers presumably are going to be major players in the free agent market this offseason. We've all heard the Kevin Durant name thrown around, which would be obviously huge for them. I don't think it makes much sense for either team, really. Because if Blake Griffin doesn't want to be in Houston, then what are you left with?
Yeah, but it's not a terrible thought. But I think I just don't see it happening. All right, well.
Plus, then you're trading one headache for another, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, kind of. Which, but at least. I have to say, I'd still rather have the guard, simply because it's still a guards league now, much more than it is much more than it is a big man's league. And it's amazing to me that both these guys would be on the trading block so recently after, heck, both of them were in the MVP conversation in the last 2 years, both these guys. And now we're talking about them getting moved. So anyway. I don't think Harden goes anywhere.
No.
Certainly not.
Zero chance he goes
certainly
anywhere.
Certainly not yet.
Yeah.
I think Griffin, something could happen there, but we will see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, I don't know what to do now about this traffic. I'm not used to this stuff.
You already know what to do.
Yeah.
Just bring lube.
Beware the noted.
Yeah, you know what's happening.
Oh, well, what can you do?
You can complain.
Oh, yeah, always.
That's all, but it's not going to do any good.
No. Well, I guess I could hang around for 30 minutes and do nothing, but I mean, that's pretty much what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah. Right?
You're going to be in traffic for 30 minutes and not move.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to go a sneaky back doorway.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody about it.
Well, I'm not.
Block you.
I'm not because, well, it's not like that, but I'm going to try it anyway. All right. That's going to mercifully wrap it up. Little Longhorn basketball coming up next. Tomorrow we'll have a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll be back to our normal time. Correct, John? 4 to 7?
Yes, sir.
No more BS? Perfect. All right. Very good job by John Lee today. Solid job by AJ Hoffman. That pretty much sucked, but hey, had fun doing it.
That happens.
We'll try it again tomorrow. Enjoy your basketball. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.